average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your
feet. Tell everybody right now, get it out of the way. We are in a bad mood today.
Yep.
Dan, you know what I'm talking about. Dan knows what I'm talking about.
Who's in a bad mood?
We are, and you know why.
Don't try to act happy. You brought it up. I was trying to put it out of my mind.
Off at 5:30 today. I called the union, and I remembered we're not a union station. So that didn't do anything.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm staying.
You know what?
I'm going to stay till 6.
Let's show some solidarity and stay in our seats till 6.
That's right.
It's been this crappy job day in and day out that makes me want to kill myself.
Hey. Well, Lauren, why don't you get another job?
Okay? I don't feel that way.
I don't either. I'll be love it or leave it. What I say.
Some people's attitude toward this place, I don't get it.
No.
It's going to be very hard. But you know what? In a way, we're actors. We're not, certainly not like a Jeffrey Rush or, you know, some great actor, De Niro. But we're actors. And one of the things we have to do is act like we're happy and in a good mood when we're not. This is one of those. This is a test of our ability to, you know, pull that off. Because, you know, it seems the more we try to get more time on the air... I asked for 7-day work with a week. I went to this on Saturday and Sunday, and I know you guys did too. No. Don't ask again. You ask again, you're out of here.
Yeah, the Department of Labor will come down hard on this.
Yeah, here's an email from Mike Dorsey. If you keep coming to us and emailing us and asking us for more time on the air, your butt's going to be in the unemployment line. That's
wow.
It. That's just to the point. Yeah.
That was from Mitch?
Mitch Dorsey, yeah. So welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, a slightly shortened version today. We're off at 5:30. Don't worry, we'll get the joke in. Got that all ready to go. We will have the joke, and we will have Mike Evans. Dan, you have to help me because it was all kind of done last minute. Mr. Evans will be with us, about 3:35?
Yeah.
And then Joe Hipperson will be with us at 4:15 because he couldn't make it Tuesday, so this is going to fly by today. Do we have any Burke segment?
I have something.
Well... Dan Strauss.
Yeah, I was watching Ocean's 11 on TV.
That is a great story.
It came up, and I popped
you,
it on.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
I'm sorry, you weren't finished. Go ahead.
So I turned it on, and it's the old Ocean's 11 with Sinatra, Dean Martin.
Tried watching that. It's unwatchable.
It is.
Really?
It is horrible.
It's awful. I mean, because I really liked it.
You remember the story when they filmed the original one? Those guys were performing in Vegas, and this was a movie they shot after out, you know, like when their gigs, they go in the morning and shoot some, and then they do their stage act. It was like, okay, we got a few minutes to shoot some more of that movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't a priority.
I'm with Peon. It is like unwatchable. It is so bad. The acting's not bad, but just the whole movie is just bad.
The mistake you made too is you saw the new version first.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, well that'll ruin a lot of old.
I did. I saw the new one first, and then this one here. They're robbing the Riviera, the Sands, and there was another hotel too. But when they turned the lights off, they had the power shut down. The one thing that I noticed. If you do watch this movie, when they shut all the power
down. Watching now that you said how horrible it is.
Yeah.
It's New Year's Eve. They shut the power off on all of these casinos and hotels. And there's a band up on stage, and they're singing Auld Lang Syne. And the guy says...
It's not old. It's all.
Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, you're a musician. You should
know
that. Yeah.
The guy says, everybody just keep singing. He's on the PA.
And then there's no power.
Yeah, there's no power.
That's hilarious.
It's like the PA is blaring.
It's the only thing that's got power.
Yeah. It was so funny to me. But, yeah, it's just a bad.
Well, you're
bad
smarter movie than most to pick up on that. You know, most people wouldn't have noticed that. But you've got some inside movie experience. You were in the movie with George Clooney.
That's right.
So you know the technicalities, and you can spot the flaws.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Anything else? Peon?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
All right, here's Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I changed the tire today. I had.
What?
Yes. How about that?
Whoa. You've never changed
man
the tire
has never
before.
Opened the hood of a car.
Yes. Well, I desperately need new tires. It's been way overdue.
Wait. Don't give me the I can't afford it thing. Well. That's not an excuse. You got to have tires. You can't run them till they're bald.
Well, I did. But
how many miles do you have on your tires?
I don't want to say.
How many? No, come on. How many miles on your tires?
70,000.
Yeah, I'll fire you.
No.
You tell
is it 70?
No.
More?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
80,000?
Maybe.
Oh, my
maybe
goodness.
More.
Tires
maybe
last. What
oh
they,
my goodness!
What do they go? 50 to 60,000, maybe.
Usually 50.
Yeah.
Now there are some tires that'll do 80 or 90. I don't think he had those tires. He had stock tires that came on the car. Wow.
Now, do you guys, when you take your trips, do you guys use your car? Or
no,
Angela's?
No. Oh. My car. I've gotten to the point now where she won't ride it anymore.
I don't blame her. And I'm guessing you had to change the tire only because she wasn't with you. Otherwise, she should have done it.
No, it was today. I mean, it's been coming for a while. And then with the cold weather, of
did
course,
you
know.
Flat?
Yeah. So one has a slow leak to it.
Oh, in this cold. Oh,
in
my
the cold
goodness.
Weather. So
this will teach you.
So I filled it up today, and then by the time I got to work, I saw it lost some more air. So I go.
Was it a slow leak? Apparently,
yeah, slowly
blowout.
No,
yeah.
So I had to put my donut on in the garage when I got here.
Yeah, nice and cold in the garage too.
I was surprised though. I think I've changed. I don't know if I've changed a tire before.
Surprised
I've been
you
there
were able
with
to do it.
I did it in like 10 minutes.
Did you get the manual out to do it?
Yeah. Because I had to find the jack.
I couldn't do it in 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. I was shocked at how fast it...
How many miles can you put on the donut? 50?
I have no idea. Yeah, but no, I'm going to be getting tired
yeah,
tomorrow.
Don't run. Now, don't pull the... I'm going to see if I can get 10,000
no.
out of the donut.
No, I'm getting tired tomorrow.
You're not supposed to drive over 50 miles an
right,
hour.
Yeah.
Where, you know where you're going to get your tires?
I
don't
do not yet.
There. Well, I have a great...
No, I know, Dan told me already. I think the okay. same place
yeah,
that
right.
he's mentioned before. All but, okay. yeah, so I'll be getting tires tomorrow. But, yeah, I was shocked at how fast. And they make it so easy nowadays. There's even little tabs, like on the front. Frame where they
sure.
show you to put the jack to make sure it lines
flash,
up perfectly.
Those have been on there for 30 years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those jack notches. Yeah. They put the
yeah.
start
oh,
on for decades.
See, that shows
oh,
how
yeah,
much
have.
I know.
Idiot.
They have.
I say idiot. I couldn't change in 10 minutes.
Which is good because for people like you, if you don't know where to put the jack underneath, you could put the jack through the floorboard.
Oh, right. Well, you could put
like
it in on plastic.
Oh, you
yeah.
can also put because it where once it's up, it
that's,
falls.
That's
it falls.
One thing I oh, did yeah. know, though, even without the notches, that you have to make sure it's on the frame somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
But,
there you go.
That happened with Bill Cleveland. We were going to a ball game one time. We were meeting down there, and I called him, and I said, "Where are you?" He says, "I'm in." He was in the projects. And
oh,
right
boy.
In the middle of the projects, he said, "I have a flat tire. I'm going to call AAA. I said, "I'll be there in like 5 minutes. Just get your jack and everything out and your spare tire." He goes, "I don't know where anything is. I've never changed a tire before." So,
oh, man.
But see, yeah, all you need is the manual. The manual had where the jack was. The jack was actually behind my driver's seat. Can you
I've
believe
never
that?
Heard of that?
Because
no.
usually I've seen it before. It's in with the spare, the donut,
yeah.
in the wheel spare wheel well,
and the trunk.
Wheel well there.
Easy for you to see.
Yeah. But yeah, it was the jack was behind the seat, and it was yeah. So I got it all out and put on. So I'll be getting tires tomorrow.
Now sometimes there's a switch where the jack will be active or it won't. It'll say jack on. Or it'll say jack not on.
Yeah, jack release.
Oh, jack something. Release. Yeah. See what I did there?
Automatic jacks. Yeah, mine was a manual. I didn't have the on and off switch. But yeah, so that was one thing that was
glad
fun.
We think we're so funny.
Fun to happen today.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody else did?
Oh, yeah.
The next thing I have is our good friend Pat Robertson. We played.
Oh, we love him.
We do love him because he has such great audio clips
yeah.
to play,
yeah.
and I have
yeah.
another one to play today.
I cannot wait.
From his 700 Club show. That's,
for anybody who thinks I was serious about what a great human being is, the guy's a despicable piece of crap. He's a horrible human being. I can't wait to hear
his this. Next thoughts or what he thinks today is that God approves of sex changes, but homosexuality should be a mental illness.
Should be?
It should be, yes. Because in other words, apparently,
he thinks it is, but it's just not classified as that.
Apparently it was until 1973. The American Psychiatric Association labeled it as a personality disorder back then. But, of course, times have changed since 1973. Everybody knows
he thinks
that.
What is okay? A sex change?
Sex changes are okay. So I have the clip here. Let's listen to Pat. Sure.
Teresa writes, my 30-year-old nephew just told the family that he's gay. I want to pray for him, but does he need to pray for himself in order to be helped?
Well, you know, a few years ago, the psychologist used to say that homosexuality was a mental illness. Now, the Supreme Court has said that it's a protected right. So what's he going to pray about? Is he going to say something's wrong unless he's unhappy? And if he's unhappy and he realizes he's doing something that makes him miserable, you might help him. It's a very delicate situation, but they need to be shown the Bible. What does the Bible say about
this? Show
them
the Bible.
The Bible is explicit about it. Now, I understand, and I've mentioned on this program, people that need a sex change operation. In other words, it's a woman trapped in a man's body, a man trapped in a woman's body, and they really need some hormones and surgery to get the thing lined up. That's one thing. But this other, many, many people are into this lifestyle because they have been abused as a child and so forth. I don't know why he's there, what he's there, but I think you say he's got to pray for himself. Yeah, but you can pray that the Lord will show him his love and his truth, and out of that he will find an acceptance to where God has for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? What's a double call?
So just show
that guy.
If you're worried about your gay relative, just show him the Bible. Mm-hmm. That'll fix
that. I don't want any emails from anybody saying, well, I believe he's right. The Bible, that's not what we're talking about when we say we don't like him. The guy's a crook.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like the fact that he said, a few years ago, they changed it. Yeah. No, it was 40 delivery, years ago.
Yeah, that delivery he has where every answer, it's like, well, I've thought about it. Like, he's really thinking hard.
So what's he going to pray about?
That's pretty good.
Well, thank you.
It's a good Pat Robertson. Anything else?
I do, but we have our guest on the phone here, so
we do.
I'll step aside.
We have two guests.
Oh, actually. We do.
Mm-hmm. We step aside momentarily from the Burke segment. We will rejoin it and close it out after we welcome to the stage and the center of the spotlight at the microphone the two and only. First of all, let's introduce the, what did we call her? Mistress of Marketing? What was it?
I think that was it.
The Mistress of Marketing. And the Thornton in your side, Kitty Harrison and Mark Thornton.
Thornton in your side.
You are so clever. I'm going to love that Thornton in my side, because sometimes I have a Thornton in my side every now and again.
Well, it wouldn't
don't
be
I?
Funny to say he's a Mark in your side. That wouldn't make sense. So is Mark with you?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I am. I'm just I'm looking forward to all the badgering I'm going to take for that comment.
But will. You'll be known from here on out as the Thornton in their side, and you can thank me for that. And
I'm willing to take it. That's great. How is everybody out there?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Pretty good.
We're doing pretty good. Well,
all right.
Mark, how are you?
We're doing wonderful, trying to stay warm and, keeping all the happy customers here at Landoff inside today and bringing the cars to them. And
now, for those who don't know, you are the truck manager. Is that right?
I do a little bit of everything, Frank. I run from building to building and help out wherever I can. So.
All right, let me rephrase that. For those who don't know, Mark Thornton is the guy who runs from building to building and does a bit of everything. And Kitty Harrison's the Mistress of Marketing. What do you have to share with us today? I know that November was a tremendous month.
It was awesome. And you know what? I don't think we've said thank you to all of the AM. And by the way, we're AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
But all of our AM and the PM are friends that came out and made donations to our food and toy drive. Thank you very much. We're still collecting until December 16th, so come on in, throw something in the back of the pickup truck to help out somebody in need. But we had a lot. We are just really, really, really thankful for everyone that came in and helped us closed November out so strong. It was a great month for car sales, especially that last week. It was awesome.
Would you say that the AM and the PM crowd is probably the most responsive, loyal crowd of any group you've ever directed your advertising toward?
I'm going to tell you, when I ask for something, I know that they're going to deliver. I really think that they're compassionate and generous and certainly very caring. So, no. My heartfelt thanks to everybody for being so responsive to our cries for help. It was great.
And I got to tell you, Frank, last Saturday we were here late, and one of your listeners, Mr. Kenneth Moore, and I talked to him and asked him if I could say his name on the radio.
And he said no?
Well, no, he was actually very receptive to it. But he and his wife were just out going to dinner and to the mall and thought they would stop by because they always hear you and John talking. And next thing you know, he drove away in his new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado last Saturday night. And he just couldn't believe the deal that he got.
Now, when the fever hits you, you have to cool it down.
He came in because he heard you on the radio. And, you know, we certainly take care of all of our customers. And, you know, our AM and PM listeners are really, really special and important to us as well.
You know what? I'm just going to be very open about this. I'm having a tough time getting new business, like a lot of businesses are, new advertisers. And it's interesting, the advertisers we have, loyal, stick with it, stay the course. It works for them in many, many cases, better than anything they've ever done. I just have to find a way to get through to advertisers who are wasting money. And I think, here's what I think. I think they assume they can't get on this show for whatever reason. Sold out, it's too expensive. I wish more advertisers would wise up and shoot me an email, give me a chance to call them and tell them how this works. Because if you do it, you stay with it, you do it right, it works. And I first of all, thank you and Johnny, of course, but everybody there for letting it work. Because John told me it took a year. It was a year before he started to realize, hey, now this is more than paying for itself. But it wouldn't have happened if he'd bailed in 6 months, if he'd said, well, you know, it's costing a little more than where the return's not there. But he stuck with it, and I will always appreciate that. And
give you a testimonial to whoever you have considering it. I mean,
there are advertisers out there who are just too stupid to do the one thing that's the most important thing they can do, and that is call and talk to somebody who's doing it, and it works for them.
Right.
They choose to listen to competitors, to listen to ad agencies who in many cases don't know what they're doing. And it's kind of frustrating. But you know what? The good news is we got more than a handful of people like you who are probably going to be with us as long as I'm doing this. And that's a great thing.
Well, I don't think Johnny is going to leave your side.
Well, he can. He'll go out of business.
Yeah,
he can now.
It is certainly very effective for us. And, you know, it's just the good people that you have with you and then the good people that we have here working at the dealership. Two great teams, and we really certainly strive to make the customer's experience a good one and go above and beyond at times to make things happen for customers to make their wishes and dreams come true.
Well, next week we're going to have some big news, hopefully about 90% sure, 95% sure about my newest and latest acquisition, which will be official next week from Landoff, my new wheels. We'll do that next week. What is it you'd like to move off your lot today?
Well, we certainly got transport trucks coming in daily and dropping off more and more inventory, but we're happy to take it because we keep making such great deals that we keep pushing them out. But 2014 Cruze LS for $137 a month.
That has to be a mistake.
It's not every other week.
That.
It's once a month. $137 for a 2014 Chevrolet Cruze.
That's a month.
That's a month. It's not biweekly. It's not weekly. It's once a month.
Wow.
We are making December a lease month, so we are really pushing leases this month. And if anybody has ever considered it, please come in and talk to our sales staff. They will explain all of the details.
I just came up with a line. Come on in December. It's the lease you can do.
Hey,
lease.
See what I did?
It's going to be in December to remember it. Like you've seen the all-new 2014 Impalas.
Y'all, have I seen them? I knew more about it than John did when they came in.
Sitting down? Listen to this.
Let me see. Hold on.
$246 a month.
Stop it.
$146 a month.
That's a fantastic vehicle.
It's beautiful, roomy, great drive, great looks, great
economy.
It's just something that if you haven't seen it or haven't driven it, you need to come out and take a look at it because it is really, really something.
You want a full-size family four-door sedan, go read what Motor Trend, what Car and Driver, what all these publications said when this thing was introduced. Rave reviews about them. And before I even read them, I went out there and drove it. As soon as I saw it, I wanted to drive it. And I told John, I said, get ready because this thing is going to get tremendous write-ups and reviews. And it did. It is a beautiful, comfortable, economical, plenty powerful vehicle. It's everything you want.
You know, and it's been that line has been around for a long, long time, and they just keep making it better and better every year. And it's really
it had some weak years. Impala had some weak years. They had some ugly Impalas a couple of years. Those days are gone.
That's right.
They've got it right now. What
else? And then, you know, we also got the all-new 2014 Silverados in stock. We've got a bunch of them in stock, starting at $254 a month. $254 for a full-size pickup truck and up to as much as $10,000 off of MSRP on Silverados.
Wow.
Sometimes we have to ask John, are you really thinking straight when you talk about these prices?
Yeah, but maybe the duck cold got to him, you think.
Well,
he's not thinking straight.
Some type of fever, you know, but again, it's just something that we want to get out there to the great listeners of your show and great customers of ours, you know, to invite them in just to see what we have to offer.
Don't you feel sorry for people who don't listen to this station? They don't get to hear about any of this. They just kind of get left out so often.
They don't get it.
There's a hole in their life, definitely.
Oh, well said, Kitty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's a hole in their life.
That's a great thing. That's great, Kitty.
That really
came
is.
To me.
Unfortunately, they didn't hear her say it because they're not listening.
So, and we've got plenty of inventory in stock, like we said, Frank, and more trucks arriving daily. John really wants us to push these units out so we can make room for more and more coming. We never shy away from taking inventory, and we've got, 600-700 cars in stock and ready for delivery. So,
all right.
We've got pre-owned specials. We've got cars from, $59.95 all the way up to, whatever you want. If we don't have it, I can get it. I handle it personally for customers that call and say that I'm looking for this, or this, and if we don't have it, I can usually have it for them within a couple days.
And if you folks have ever wondered, boy, do I really want the heated seat option, this would be a great weekend to find out the answer is yes. Boy, those heated seats, I'm telling you, what a great invention that is. And it makes all the difference because everybody knows it takes a few minutes for a car to warm up. Not when you got those things. You get in there and turn those seats on in 30 seconds, you're toasty.
That's right, and you got that automatic start. You just hit the button, and while you're inside, finished getting all gussied up, your seats are getting warm for you.
There you go, the invisible
man. I did my automatic start this morning on my Malibu.
I did my automatic start today, too.
There you are, Dan. Don't you love it?
I'm right here. Yeah. Oh, my. It's awesome.
And Peon had a flat.
On my Equinox.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that flat tire.
Could we have a phone number from you?
Yeah, one last thing real quick,
sure.
Frank. In this weather, if somebody's wants to look at something, wants to drive something, wants, is ready to go, but they don't think that they can make it out if the weather gets bad, we'll bring it to you. We'll bring you the car, and you can take a look at it, and we can do it all at the customer's convenience.
How do you beat that service?
You don't.
Bring a car. Let me simulate how this might work. Hang on. It's really cold outside, and I don't want to get out.
You're in your pajamas still.
Mark, you're interrupting a phone call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was that Mary that answered the phone?
No, it was somebody that shouldn't have picked up the phone walking by.
Okay.
And, I got to start over. Hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cold outside. I don't want to get out. I know this is probably crazy to ask this, but would you ever consider bringing a car to me to drive? Don't laugh at me.
Well, we would never laugh at you for that. Of course we will. Just give me your address, your name. We'll have someone there. Just let me know which vehicle you'd like to drive. And even if it's more than one, we'll bring it to you.
Well, thank you so much. I will get back to you with that information.
Thank you for calling.
Did you get that employee's name? Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
That
get
was an actual
name.
Phone call, by the way, just from this morning. It came in. I got a copy of it. Did we get the phone number?
No, not yet. We're at, let's see, 314-837-1800.
That's it.
24/7, Londoff.com, or come into the dealership at the intersection of 270 and the Washington Elizabeth exit.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Have a great weekend, guys. It was nice talking with you, and try to stay safe in the weather.
Everybody stay safe and warm out there.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Kitty.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys. Have
all
a good one.
Thank you. There they go. Mistress of Marketing, Kitty Harrison, and the Thornton and everybody's side, Mark Thornton from Johnny Londo Chevrolet. We break, we come back, we will have the one and only Mike Evans from Southern California, the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic's moving along right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
A little bit better than it was this morning. I'll tell you, we do have a couple of accidents, though. The first one is on Ferry, a little bit west of Butler Hill. Another one on eastbound 40 just before Vandeventer. You've got the left lane block there. Other than that, it's just volume that's starting to build up now on southbound 270 between Page and Olive. You're looking at a little heavier traffic on westbound 40 now. Hampton to McCausland, 270 out through Mason. A little busy at the Boone Bridge, and westbound 70 starting to get slow now between 370 and Mid River Small Drive. This traffic report brought to you by Volkswagen Service Express. Volkswagen Service Express is fast in and out, regular maintenance with no appointment needed, dedicated service lanes, and expert techs. Find Volkswagen Service Express at your local Volkswagen dealer. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the warehouse sale.
Where almost everything, but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right, you can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, folks, this is Ozzie Smith, and I'd like to tell you about my friends over at Golf Discount of St. Louis. As a professional athlete and a competitor, it is extremely important to me that my equipment is best fit to help me hit long drives and drain putts. That's why I only get my golf equipment from the expert fitters at Golf Discount of St. Louis. Not only are the prices always the lowest guaranteed, but the staff is the most experienced and knowledgeable in St. Louis. Don't just take my word for it. Visit any of the three convenient Golf Discount locations today. Tell them Ozzie sent you.
Home is where the heart is.
Ingles, you'll get one of the best warranties offered, plus added protection with Scotchgard's Protection Algae Resistant Shingle. Call now before it's too late. Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912 or comptonroofing.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, now listen up. Mike Evans is on the way, but folks, you people who are in pain, and knee pain and shoulder and neck and back and hip and all that stuff, you're either looking at surgery, probably, if it's to that degree, that level of pain, or you need to be looking at physical therapy and pain management. It's a huge business now because baby boomers are, things are wearing out on them, and it's a big business, and because it's a big business, because it's a lot of demand for it, you got some people out there who aren't the greatest at it. You know, they're mediocre and not even that good. The people I'm about to mention are the exception. Associated Physicians Group. What an impressive, impressive bunch of professionals these people are. And you couldn't, you'd be on the phone a month if you tried to talk, more than a month, if you tried to talk to just 10% of the people who sing their praise and say, my goodness, they changed my life. I was in such pain. And, you know, it's going to require a little effort from you. It's physical therapy and pain management, but that's what they do. And they have a couple of seminars coming up. Now, as you probably know, they have three locations in Illinois. They're in O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, Illinois. And in Creve Coeur, they have a physical therapy-only location where they really specialize in alternative to knee replacement. Speaking of that, there are a couple of alternative to knee replacement seminars coming up. One is December 12th. That's a Thursday. In fact, it's a week from today, I believe, yeah, at the St. Louis Frontenac Hilton. It's lunch, and it's real lunch, not a cookie. The registration at 11:30. And I'm giving you the website to go to and read about this and get all the info you need. That's on the 12th. Then on the 17th, the Associated Physicians Group, APG folks, are going to have a seminar Tuesday the 17th at the Crown Plaza in Clayton. And again, it's a lunch and 11:30 registration. All the information on these seminars and all the information you could ever want about Associated Physicians Group itself, who's involved, their qualifications, their training, it's all at their website. And I encourage you, unless you just really want surgery that you might not have to have, especially knee surgery, knee replacement, okay, if that's what you want to do, it's bragging rights. So look, I had knee surgery. Otherwise, it's just time well spent to go check this website out. It's a really impressive bunch of people. Associated Physicians Group, APG, a good way to remember that is All Pain Gone. And if you can't remember the website I'm about to give you, remember you can go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and there it is. Everything's alphabetical. APGpain.com. I know you're not accustomed to hearing that music this time of day, but we're out early today, 5:30, so we had to shuffle some things around, including Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I will tell you, you will need reservations at Annie Gunn's. It and the Smokehouse Market are closed on Monday. This place is so popular and so packed all the time. Please make some reservations. Don't forget about the gift certificate ideas. Great products that you can get gift certificates for from the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, here's a guy who's a lot warmer than we are, Mike Evans.
I'm hot, hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. Anyway.
Uh-oh, we have a bulletin. No.
Yes.
Now, Dan's not here. Where do you go?
No, Dan. No. Dan is here. I have a bulletin from the newsroom. Colin brought this down.
Well, Dan's not here. Oh, there he is. I didn't see him.
Yeah, hi. Yeah.
Post
right
in the way. This news bulletin, take it away, Pierre.
From Colin, he just brought this down, and it appears that Nelson Mandela has passed away.
Wow. What a life. What a life. Anybody who doesn't know, and you'll see a lot of it now, find out everything you can about the life of Nelson Mandela.
And a great movie called Mandela, The Walk of Freedom, opens next week, and it is one of the best movies ever.
You saw it
from his childhood right up to the time that he became the president of South Africa when he left.
How long was he in prison? 28
years.
Wow. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
In Grey Rock in 1980, we used to play this song that went, Free Nelson Mandela. Remember that song?
No.
Oh, it was a big song on the West Coast for years when the real movement started to get him out of prison.
Wow, the difference between a guy like that and me, all that time in prison, a lot of it in solitary, I'd have just crawled in a corner and died or something. That guy.
Nelson Mandela Pass. Hey, he used all the runway, man.
Oh, he did.
He used all the runway. 95,
yeah.
95 years old.
Wow.
All right, well, what do you have for us?
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who does not celebrate Christmas at all. Prince, Rihanna, Simon Cowell, Beyonce. Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. Despite all of her denials, Lindsay Lohan has been seen out a lot with Michael Neeson, the son of Liam Neeson. Oh. And the twist, Michael Neeson is 18. Lindsay's 28. It's cougar time.
Yeah.
There you go. Again, Lindsay says that they're just friends, but they're together constantly in New York. New Year's Eve wedding between Big Bang Theory, Kaley Cuoco.
Oh, man.
And tennis player Ryan Sweeting will be a big event. A lot of invited guests taking place. One of my favorite places in the world, the Wayfarers Church, the Glass Church in Palos Verdes, California, on the cliffs overlooking the Pacific Ocean. One of the really, really beautiful places.
Did you ever see that church?
TV news. Hard to believe, but NBC TV won the November sweeps from the 1849 demo. Won the November sweeps 1849 demo. This is amazing when you consider that CBS won almost every other demo. The big difference is that there were three shows that had such high numbers every week in that demo, it won the whole sweep. Blacklist, The Voice, and Sunday Night Football.
That Blacklist, that's a good show.
Great show. Michael J. Fox TV show's been getting very mediocre ratings. Network is considering a different day or time in hopes to save it from being canceled.
It's going to be canceled.
Miley Cyrus has been approached about doing, get ready, her own talk show.
Oh,
thank you.
What in the world would she possibly have to say, and who the hell would care what it was?
Well, Mike, she's got a life's worth of experience and wisdom. Oh, wait, no.
No, that's wrong. No.
Barely
there you go. I thought so. Movie news, favorites to win best Oscar. Here you go. Chiwetel Ejiofor, 12 Years a Slave.
That movie, I'm going to tell you right now, is certainly one of the 10 best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Idris Elba, who plays Mandela in Mandela, A Walk to Freedom. Bruce Dern in Nebraska. Forest Whitaker, the butler. Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club. Tom Hanks, Captain Phillips. Tom Hanks, Saving Mr. Banks. Oddsfakers say, this is of yesterday, that the inside track is Matthew McConaughey.
I'll tell you, it's a great crop of movies right now.
Oh, yeah. Odds and ends, Britney Spears opens up her Las Vegas Planet Hollywood 50-day, two-year concert tour December 27th. A lot of shows are already sold out. Vegas is absolutely thrilled about it.